I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. The coronavirus pandemic continues to affect Americans. So far, roughly 3.3 million cases have been reported in the United States, and more than 135,000 people have died. And right now, Florida leads the nation in new cases of coronavirus, followed by California, Texas, and Arizona. On Sunday, Florida reported more than 15,000 new cases, the highest single-day increase reported in any state since the pandemic began. But those numbers haven't stopped many businesses in Florida, including the Walt Disney World Resort, from opening. Daniel Chang is a healthcare reporter for the Miami Herald, and he joins me now. Daniel, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, Tanzina. It's good to be here.
So, okay, why are there so many cases?
Well, I don't think there's any one reason you can say that there are so many cases, Tanzina, but certainly I think the reopening of Florida has played a big part of it. I think that the resurgence in Florida became pretty apparent about 2 weeks after Memorial Day weekend. And this was a few weeks after we had already begun to reopen much of the state from a stay-at-home order that the governor had enacted on April 1st. But certainly looking at cell phone data and looking at the rise in case numbers, it's pretty apparent that people started to leave their homes in larger numbers in mid-April, which was right about when the governor, Ron DeSantis, started talking about reopening and saying that the worst of the pandemic was behind us. And at the time, it was true. The cases had steadily declined in April, and the hospitals had not been overrun, as some of the models predicted would happen. And even though we were having dozens of Floridians dying each week of COVID-19, especially in nursing homes, I think the count at the time was significantly less than in places such as New York. But by the time we started reopening, you know, the cases and the positive rate were ticking up. And like other states, Florida didn't really meet that CDC guideline that said that areas should see a downward trajectory and positivity rate or new cases for 14 consecutive days before reopening. And since then, we've moved ahead with the further phases of the reopening statewide, and now we're beyond the peak levels that we saw. There's no stay-at-home order, and the governor said he's not going back. And I think this has led local jurisdictions, cities and counties, especially down here in South Florida, to start acting on their own without the state.
Daniel, I mean, we interviewed Mayor Francis Suarez, mayor of Miami, on the show a couple weeks ago, and he mentions fining people for not wearing masks, for example. You are there in Miami. What does it look like on the ground? Are people wearing masks generally when you go out? Are they not? Are the fines being enforced?
Well, they are wearing masks more often. And I think that as people see the resurgence in cases and our local officials are starting to sort of beat the drum a little bit louder, people are starting to take it a little bit more seriously. I do see when I go to my local supermarket, just about everybody's wearing a mask.
What is the situation in hospitals right now and nursing homes? We know, at least in New York, when we were at the epicenter of the pandemic, hospitals were full. You know, emergency rooms were at capacity. People did not have the equipment that they needed. What is the status right now?
In Miami-Dade, and specifically, we have some pretty good hospital data, and it shows that the hospitals are getting full. I don't think it's so much the capacity per se, it's the number of beds. I think there are beds right now. I think the biggest issue we're hearing about from the hospitals is nurses and doctors, many who've been working around the clock since March. The state has said that they've brought in, they're bringing in reinforcements, about 1,000 out-of-state nurses. But our hospitals are strained. I wouldn't say that they're, you know, overrun, but they're very concerned. We've spoken with hospital executives, ICU directors, and they all tell us that what they're seeing is causing a lot of concern.
Well, we wish them the best. Having been through the peak of this a couple of months ago, and now New York has reached the point where yesterday we reported no deaths for the first time from coronavirus, we know it can be done. Daniel Chang is a healthcare reporter for the Miami Herald. Daniel, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Tanzina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.